This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fatboy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rep blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet. Rocks!
This guy right here is, he better not disappoint. Because I'm hyped. I'm excited to talk to him because he stole our imagination yesterday with this email. Is that you, Kyle?
Was that I supposed think it
to,
is.
Okay. Was that not supposed to say your name?
Fat no, boy? You can say it.
Okay. Hey, Kyle. Yeah. Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
So, the email yesterday. Should I, Fat Boy, go back and read the entire email or no?
I mean, you can kind of. Yeah, because I don't know how many people remember.
Okay, so, well, he was anonymous in the email, so we've now established that he does Kyle have a name.
That's partly my fault because, you know, I didn't want to – I've been talking to him a couple times, like, you know, when I got a hold of him yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, I have a situation, boys, and I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I have been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me. But she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now, she's 34, and this has not come up yet. I haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it, question mark. I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. You want me to read your number out? No, I won't do that. And then you signed it anonymous, but now we've established that... who you are, and we'll go with that. So many questions for this, man. First off, thank you for coming on and doing this. We've had more and more of that. Maybe we just got to stay on people. Like, hey, give us an update.
He wasn't that hard to chase down.
Okay.
You know, he was pretty cool about it.
So.
Don't change now, though.
No, please don't. So she was your teacher. We went over that. We won't give any details on that other than, like, how did the two of you reconnect, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
That's a good one. Yeah, sure. It was just a networking event, you know, meeting people professionally. She still teaches, but she also runs, like, a kind of side hustle, too. So
yeah,
she's there for that, I guess.
Like
I
mean, a happy hour thing? One of those things.
Nothing crazy, nothing like meeting on an app or anything, just people meeting together and pitching ideas and whatnot.
Speed dating. I just can't do the Adderall. I can't do it. So you met her. Did you recognize her at first?
I did, and I really thought she was going to recognize me too, but she didn't. And I mean, if she did, she hit it really well. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, there's absolutely no way that she's not acknowledging our connection here, but I mean, it never came up. I mean, we chatted for a bit. I didn't really think about it anymore either. Then we just exchanged numbers and kept in touch.
Those networking things, they're not for business, right? Like, I've been to some of them before. Speaking from the heart, I detest them because I know on the surface what these things really are.
It's a big flex.
Yeah. It's a big flex, and it's a big, like, hey, I want to sponge off you. And I get it. The circle feeds the circle, but it's based off fakeness in my mind.
It's a big meat sling.
It's based off of, I'm going to come in here and get some connections and some plugs on this, and hopefully, I've never seen the reciprocation of it, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, but you see her, and you're like, oh, my God, this is Mrs. So-and-so, and we won't say her name, but... I mean, like...
Well, it's more awkward for him because he's trying to, you know, act like... He's waiting for her to recognize who he is.
Fat Boy, what was the... You had a really good question that you were going to say. Something about, like, back in the day. And I don't want to steal it from you, but I remember what it was. It was about, like... I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, because I can't...
You basically...
The interest?
Yeah, like, back in school, were you attracted to her then?
Actually, I wasn't. I never really thought about her like that. Either I was just too busy focusing on girls my age, or it was hard enough to get one of them instead of, like, I mean, not really looking at a teacher then.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
I always had that kind of thing. Before it was called MILFs or whatever you call them now. We talked about that the other day. I don't know what you call a MILF now.
I don't know.
It's not a cougar.
No.
I don't know. We've never really redefined that after the Me Too movement.
we only had a couple. Like, they were young and good looking that you would maybe entertain.
I got a good email or DM one to read later about that. Talking about hot teachers then or versus now and back and forth likewise on that. Okay. So you said you were not necessarily attracted because you were thinking about so how's this not come up yet? Like, the connection. Like, you talk about your background. So she's a teacher. As a teacher, where'd you go to school? You know,
went to your school.
Maybe see if she knows any of the teachers. Or, I mean, how does that not come up, the connection between the two of you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really thought it would, and I thought maybe at first, like, she recognized me, but obviously, like, we're having a conversation, we're talking, she is not pulling my leg. She legit does not remember me, and I still haven't said anything yet. Like, we haven't had the, like, what school did you go to growing up or anything like that. And I honestly, I don't know if I should.
Oh, okay, so she doesn't...
That's why I'm asking you guys.
So she doesn't remember you because she hasn't brought anything up. It's not like you asked her and she said, I don't remember you. She just, it's not coming to her yet.
Right. No, I have not done any of it.
So I just wonder how much longer you wait till that happens. Well, I guess it's not going to happen.
I
guarantee you she knows. I think she knows, but there's that stigma over it that maybe, like, is... again, we absolutely don't want to say the school name. We absolutely don't want to say her name because, you know, how people are and
they'll try to hook up with her and steal her from you.
Doxing and all this crap.
If it was a few years later, like in college, it would be acceptable. So I see where you're going.
Well, I mean, it's not the reputation you want to have.
No.
So
I think being honest and transparent is always the best way to be. And you. Why do you laugh at that? Then you don't have any drama.
Well,
later.
So if that's the case, then would he have said when she says, he's like, hey, what do you do? By the way, is she still a teacher, like, currently? Or was it, like, then that she was a teacher? Don't answer
She's
that.
She's still a teacher.
Okay. Again, no more alluding to anything like that, because I don't want to cost anybody any whatevers.
I love how you do it that way. It's like...
Because things like that, it's like when there's a bad cop news story, it affects all cops.
Yeah.
When there's a bad this, it affects all. And I don't want everybody to get hemmed into the same corner.
It's like not the same situation with Mary Kay Letourneau.
It's like, yeah, it's like that happens a lot
more
now than it did.
That's the stigma that you have to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that what he should do from this point, because I think it's, I don't want to use the word cute. What's a more masculine term for that? Because I don't like using the word cute.
But a guy should never use that word.
I know. It feels...
I don't know.
Good looking. I feel like I'm on my tiptoes when I say it.
Good looking, hot, a babe.
I don't know.
Dime piece.
Precious.
I don't know. I don't know. God. I think it's... On. I think it's...
My
it's, precious. It's you know what? I'm going to own it. I think it's cute that that you...
Such a simp.
Recognize that she was your school teacher, and there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, for those that are texting in, I thought we said it, maybe we didn't. You were 17, you were in high school, senior in high school. There was nothing going on then, absolutely not. 10-year separation, so you know we get that out of the way. There's no, you should just say, I can't believe, well, okay. So I'm going to answer my own question. Are you afraid that if you tell her, because she legit maybe doesn't remember, and you tell her that's going to end it? Because you really, really like her?
I like her. We get along. I'm worried that
she
ain't
listening.
Go
ahead and be honest. I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that the thing that's holding you back from, like, bringing it up? Because she would be like, oh, my God, he's a former student. I can't. I just can't.
Well, it's one of the things, like, if she had said something earlier, then it's like, all right, we skip the awkward part really quick and can go wherever. But since we've been talking, we've gone out like 4 or 5 times now. It's like, is this going to be super awkward or not?
That's why it worked, because when he went after her at first,
right,
he wasn't going after her like, you know, somebody wanted to date. It was like somebody he knew.
Right.
But, you know, she never knew, and it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't see why you can't be with her if you have feelings for her. I mean, it all depends on what you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's... I think his thing is, does he acknowledge that he knows? I think absolutely. If there's any future to this other... Let me ask this in a very eloquent way. Are y'all banging?
That's so eloquent, the way you just worded it, that. The banging part.
Like, are y'all being intimate?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's super direct, and I'm not going to answer that.
You know what?
That means yes.
That's not a bad answer. You don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, I feel like my wrists were just slapped with that response from him.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We got some folks who want to talk to you. I'll give out the numbers again. 1-800-774-0093. You can call or text.
Swing sniffer.
Swing sniffers provided. Let's go to anonymous female first. Hey, anonymous female.
Hi.
Hey. I know, you're probably not, like, I don't know if I'm the anonymous female or not. I'm on hold. How do I know if I'm that one?
Well,
My bad. We got to give him like a code word or something.
There should be like a tone.
Well, there was
here.
A... Yeah.
That's true. What does that sound like when you come on there? Does it go like that?
No, it's kind of like a ding.
Like that?
Okay.
Do the sound with
kinda,
your mouth.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never called into this show. All right, so. What about Kyle? What, you're hearing this. Kyle, say hello to Anonymous Female.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle.
It is hard to get a read on Kyle.
It is, really is.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, heard Kyle's story. I just wanted to let him know it's really seriously not that big of a deal, and I think you should totally just tell her, because, I mean, at this point, they've already spent time together, so I really don't think that it's going to be a deal breaker, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a...
good point.
Yeah. I mean, that would be for her to answer, but also, like, the... You know, several people are saying on text, and I've never been a school teacher, but they say, hey, you know, I'm a school teacher. You know, it's not bad that she doesn't remember. I don't remember students from year to year. And that's unsettling.
I don't know how you would.
It depends on what kind of teacher you are. If you're teaching an hourly class, I'm thinking more like, you know, elementary school when you're in the same class all day. Those are the teachers I tend to remember because they were there in the same room all day.
That's true.
So,
but even like you would have to stand out, be like a star athlete or something like that.
Yeah. So I didn't.
even that only carries a few extra years.
Right. So I didn't at all. Anonymous female, you're saying you don't see the issue with it.
No, I teach college right now.
Okay.
Obviously
okay.
I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
I date my students. I mean, they aren't my students per se, but they're 23, 22, sometimes older. But I've dated them. I've had you know, physical relationships with them. But to be honest, I really don't think it's a big deal.
I'm going to give you a golden apple right now.
For real?
Here's the thing is that people hear female and they kind of, people are conditioned to think that it's usually a male professor hitting on the female. So when they hear that it's the female professor, they don't really know how to react to it.
Right.
But I will tell you one thing, that the men lose attention like pretty quickly, so it's really easy to break it off.
That's low tea.
I mean, honestly, it's not a big deal. And listen, if something presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down.
Like, you never had any close calls as far as maybe getting fired or like a crazy
situation? No. Wow. They're not ever my students.
See, right. That's
and
good.
So like him, they're not, he's not a student anymore. It's seriously, we're all adults. Like, it's not a big deal.
So let me ask you this, a couple questions. A, is it, is there anything, any edict laid down from your particular school saying do not date students?
Did
they frown upon it, perhaps? I don't want to get you in trouble, and you've been sweet enough to call. Okay, so don't answer that. All right, so here's the other question. So you're saying that you could not date them while you were teaching them, but let's say a couple years down the road, you're at a shindig or whatever, and you say, oh, that's Paul from third period, you know, or not period, college, whatever.
Right.
Is that out of the question? So you say, you're basically saying you can date them, but not while they're currently your student.
Yeah, basically. So I definitely date and have physical relationships to them, but with them, but I'm not their current teacher. Like, they're not my students, but they're still in college.
Yeah,
you know, they're still enrolled.
That's kind of in bad taste, though, because you're kind of like, if you're giving someone a grade and you're dating them at the same time, it's really
right. It's a little bit different.
It's
she's not giving him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Him a grade, you know, and he's, you know.
Giving her that D.
who knows? It's amazing.
We can only allude. We don't know.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, it's right. The same for a female as it is for a male as far as, you know, professors go. It's like, if it presents itself, I'm not going to turn it down. So,
are you a doctor?
Do
you have a doctorate?
I do.
God, it makes it so much hotter. I don't
know. Sounds hot, too.
Yeah, I know. But, like, we're, like, double what she usually dates.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested.
Oh, you kissed my ass.
Oh, my God.
I dropped your class if you flashed.
You stay after class now. All right. No, you're sweet. Thank you so much. Have a great morning. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Anonymous female teacher. A doctorate, nevertheless.
Yeah. I mean, I like nerdy men like that, but I've never been attracted to any of my professors.
I think you like those swing sniffers.
No.
Kyle.
Simps.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there he is. Kyle. Boy, what'd you think about that, huh? That was kind of an eye-opener. See, I used to think nurses were like the freakiest occupations, and now I'm thinking it's teachers.
It's cool.
I mean, the things you see, the things you hear, the texts I'm reading right now.
Like, what's going on in the lounge, really?
I mean, really, what's up in the teacher's lounge?
I mean, what are we doing?
Y'all throwing up Captain Morgan legs? What's going on with that?
Captain Morgan
legs. I think Kyle wants to go back to college now.
Kyle, here's what I would do. I would... Do you know when you're going to see her again? Like this week, this weekend, something like that? Next couple of days, tonight?
Oh, we're trying for this weekend.
Okay. Nice. So by this weekend, you're going to tell her, say, hey, look, I knew this from the start. Don't go back and say you don't, because I think she would love it that you recognize her. Say, I just didn't know if it was going to mess this up. I thought we were going in a good way, and I didn't want to say anything that was going to cause that to not be fruitful for both of us, but I need to tell you this. And then if that throws her off, then it would keep something that goes a little further down the road.
Or he could tell her without telling her. He could tell her, like, you know, he could put it on somebody else who brought it up, like, oh, I went to that school, but no, I didn't have you as my teacher. That's kind of like a half-truth.
Yeah.
I don't know how your conscience is.
Maybe bring an old yearbook with you, casually lay it on the table there at dinner, something. I don't know. But how about this, Kyle? We keep your number. We check in with you maybe next. We're going to be harder on this, meaning we're going to stay after it. So would you be cool with coming on next week and give us an update?
That sounds good.
Okay, right. Kyle.
All right, Kyle. All right, Kyle. Thank you, sir. You have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll take back my simp comment, Kyle.
Yeah, you should.
You're the man.
Dang it, man. See, there was. I was going to say, we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll get some more phones. I'm incredibly amazed by some of these texts. The number to text us, the number to call us, same one, the TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093.
She wouldn't come on, but I was told over the phone that if this truck driver lady heard that drop one more time, she was never going to listen to us again.
No.
She said, if I hear Paige do the wee-wee-wee-wee-wee one more time.
Oh, she thinks that's Paige.
She thinks it's you.
Paige doesn't talk like that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The bigger your areolas, the bigger the hole.
You look like a...
So if you got the end of a football, as we always say.
You got the urethra's bigger than the boob itself.
You look like a stripper clown.
Who's that?
Things cut out in the wrong places.
Oh.
I'm glad our male parts are not colored like nipples are. That'd be odd.
God.
It's like, it looks like it's dipped in chocolate.
This could go into a very strange spot. So many fleeting thoughts.
I know, man. It's like when you come in here, it's like ADD.
Yeah. No, good, though. Like, real good. Like, I've wrote all kind of notes down. I got to remember before we go any further to say happy birthday. It's not, gosh, I can't remember. Hold on, let me scroll back down. I made a promise.
I love these shout outs because you always forget who they are.
Well, it always, I know that's the most important thing.
Happy birthday, and
that's
the part.
No, I just make sure. Okay. Happy birthday from Tony with a Y. to P1 pubic mousse. And the mousse, the mousse is spelled like a dessert. I thought it was pubic mousy at first. But there's the,
it's not spelled like the product?
I don't know if that's like a product you get at Sally Beauty Supply. It's like pubic mousse. It's right by
with
the Balls McButter.
Or two E's.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
I'm here for the pubic mousse.
You guys have pubic mousse.
I need some pubic mousse.
I need to get a little body below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make horns out of my hair down there.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
It's got to be a real
anyway,
product, right?
Happy birthday to
pubic mousse.
What you imagine, like it could be public mouse. It could be public mouth. I mean, they, all these misspellings here lately.
Autocorrect got them. It's like that's what you're going to be now. You might have been public mouse, but guess what? You're pubic mousse now. Just like Big Brown, Bog Brown. He's been so much.
Oh, Bog.
So many different things.
You know, I. That's something that was said there, like led me to the, and I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, don't do that. But you know, who am I protecting? Only myself. I have this. You mentioned the nipple about the discoloration. Yeah. So I've always had a mole on my nipple, as my whole life.
That's what's gonna turn it.
You're such a lady. I mean, like that's every woman that I've ever told that to. Have you had a check?
Let's go to the doctor. You got to get in the mobile mammography.
It's a mole. I got like a lot of not moles, meaning like 3D moles, like you know, skin tag moles. You know that.
You sure, it's not an old booger.
You know how like old nice. Old people. I remember an old woman that went to our church. It looked like she had a piece of Italian sausage just sitting on her shoulder. It was an old mole. It looked like a piece of sausage that you'd get like on a, you know, Domino's pizza, the little, and it was just sit on her shoulder. And I was like, Daddy, what is that?
I haven't moved.
That's a mole, Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's the way I talked as a kid.
What, did you go flick it like a...
Chris Rock stole my gift.
Flick it.
Go up there and flick it to her.
And so, but anyway, but as I've, and this is not a, certainly not a, look at me. Because I'm not going to allow you to take photos. But I had a mole on my my man breast. And now that I've lost weight and tried to, like, firm it up or whatever,
yep.
It makes it expand.
Oh, no, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Can I reveal this to you?
Sure.
You have to, I mean, I don't know that you'll be able to see it from there, and I'll have to turn the lights on.
Okay. Do you want to go on video?
No.
Scientific.
No, because I don't want... I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
I have to think now, too. Like, I got to think about this at one point. Like my grandson's going to eventually, you know, go to school one day and stuff.
Hopefully.
He's 3. And, like, I don't want him to, oh, yeah, I know your grandpa. He's got the messed up nipple. Like, I have to keep things like that in kind of, like, but at the same time, I have to be me.
Paige, please tell me you have a mole in your nipple. And you're next. Yeah, I don't know if...
Can you see it?
Yeah, is that a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it used to be smaller when my boob was bigger. So now that it's firmed up, it's making the skin of the nipple, whatever you would call that.
Just squeeze it one more time. Yeah, look at that.
Look, that's all I can get a handful of now. I love that. I used to get grabbed several handfuls of breasts.
Yeah, I want you to push them together real quick.
But like, oh no, don't give me that look of concern, Paige.
I'm not.
It's pronounced.
It looks like I got shot with a paintball gun.
I'm looking to see the shape of the mole. That's all.
It's not a mole anymore. It's like half my... I want to say the T word.
If it grows and it changes color or shape, you need to definitely have that checked out.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she got close enough to really see it.
I don't need to see it.
Look, just look at it.
Do I have your permission to shove my boob in your face?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You never asked me when you used to do it.
That's true. I never got a tip. Okay, and you... Okay.
You know what sucks out of this? Look.
Yeah, but I would say... I'm not even looking at that. I would say that if it's... Because I had a biopsy last week. Because I'm concerned on my face.
I know. I'm not falling for that. People are texting me, take a picture of it and put it on there. We'll have doctors... No. I shouldn't have said it. I don't want it to be... I'm not making fun of things... I just literally, in my mind, because I would always ask, like, you know, hey, is that, what is that about? You
moles know? On different parts of your body, very, very normal.
Okay.
It's when they start to grow and change shape is when you need to be alerted with that kind
yeah,
of
yeah, if it starts to overtake your nipple, yeah. like, you know, they're fighting for same spot.
Yeah.
Should probably go check
if
it out.
If it looks like I'm wearing like one coconut shell on one side.
If your nipples right. are playing Risk.
If it looks like a pasty over
checkmate.
Then pasty.
Oh, no. Is that it looks like I had a pen in my pocket, like an old pocket protector, and the pen just started leaking out
that's
of my
a great,
breast.
Yeah, that's a great description,
I mean,
actually.
It's a,
black pen.
It's moles are very, very, very common.
Yeah. Is that a pasty? Yeah. No, it's a mole.
Oh. Hey, you got some? Did you get some chocolate pudding on your breast? No, it's my mole. Thanks for pointing that out.
It does like somebody just walked up to you with a Sharpie and just, you know, jabbed you real
it's
quick.
It's like my crack mole. Like, you know, dude,
we gotta see that one
elementary
now.
You want to see? I don't want to do that one.
If you did,
I have a right in the crack of my ass, I have a mole as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
In elementary school, when kids are, you know, for the most part, not cruel to the degree they get to in middle school and whatnot. And this one brilliant child at Cone Elementary School, when I was in the fourth but maybe the fifth grade, I bent over, as typically it would be. And I was, this particular one, and I will bring that, I'm you getting the full me today, y'all. This is something I've never talked about.
Unfiltered Matt Man.
I was on the front page of the Greenville News when I was a kid.
Oh.
And because, oh, dude, this is hurting my soul to talk about because I'm opening up a wound. I really am.
Can we get that? Somebody at the Greenville News, can you send that to us, please?
No. Okay. So, look, here's the thing. There was a clown that came to my school. You laugh. This is horrifying. There was a clown that came to Cone Elementary School, and he was doing a bit at the in the thing, and he needed some assistance to put his jacket back on. And it was one of those things kind of like a, Jesus, like a Charlie Chaplin bit where I'm putting one sleeve on for him, and then I'm going to the other side, and when I do that, he pulls that one off, and we're going in a circle of trying to help him put his jacket on. And the jacket had fallen to the ground. Now, many of you are going to laugh about this, and if you do, damn your souls.
All of you.
I bend over to help him get the jacket on, and that is when they snapped the photo, and they printed a fat me as a young boy's
that's
crack
cool.
of my ass in the newspaper of the Greenville, South Carolina News.
I'm sure it's been spread around the dark web already to those, you know, swing sniffers.
And my Aunt Wanda, and Aunt Wanda, if you hear this, I love you. This is just retelling a story. She worked at the Greenville News at the time, and she got my mama the 8x10 that was used, the press photo.
And they loved it.
And framed it. And I'm like, you don't understand what this is doing to me. And this young kid, this is about when all that happened. He's like, and you have a mole back there. You're an ass mole. You're an ass mole.
The clown started it, probably. Ass mole.
I wonder. That combined with my weird Halloween costume where I was dressed as a clown, and it looks like the cover of a Rob Zombie movie, like me sitting there carrying a brown grocery bag, a paper bag as my candy bag, and wearing half a clown costume. It looked like I was going to turn into a psycho murderer.
I still got to see when you were Mr. T.
You don't.
We got to see those pictures.
No. You
Give
don't see, get to
food.
See that one or me as a Thriller.
You're
not allowed to see. And Rob Inario, before you texted to me to allow. See, Rob was at an event with me one time that was at a residence of a family member, and family member had the picture. Without my knowledge, Rob took a picture with his
foot.
I know.
Rob.
I'll sue you, Rob.
Oh, my
God. We
got to
get that picture, Rob.
No.
We got to get it.
That, you know what?
I got a mold on my nipple, fool.
I feel like Trudeau in Canada right now. I was a young boy. I was emulating my heroes. Get off.
Put some candy in my bag, fool.
My favorite show at that time was Different Strokes, and then Mr. T, and then the time when Mr.
Shows.
T was on Different Strokes, I was like, oh, man.
The heavens opened up.
Oh, he was the Gooch?
No, he wasn't the Gooch.
He was the bike shop owner. He was the
He
real
wasn't
one.
That. See,
come here, fool.
He didn't need to be on that show. That was also a messer with your brain.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, fat boy. Roll with it. You just said,
Bottom
I had to
here.
Pull the move on you and say, oh, man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you were out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take you've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You're like, you know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it and like.
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
Just you and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing real.
Hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but.
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, it might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up.
Didn't involve the ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up.
I was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
Did you drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta to get
pot. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
No other reason why. Other than
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too, because it's not too far from you.
That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
And I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was, and they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man, and it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like brisket.
What'd you put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
So, like,
put gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord.
Jeez. Like, oh, my God. This is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place that, like, was certified best in the South, pot pies. I'm like, I don't
know
about it.
I can't believe you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
drive? No, I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where, like, I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers.
And sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off.
Are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina.
Oh.
We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
No, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, mm-hmm. cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like there was a place, it's still there downtown Greenville where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head, to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time, and
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lion, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just.
Like, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant mm-hmm. to get, like, one free sandwich a month.
Mm-hmm. No.
When, like, they tell you it's free food for a year.
I usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait. And you just get in, get out. And you know the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
There's too many pot pies, man.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers. Heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one. You know, we'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut?
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. God, the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple of weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym, and
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it? and I probably didn't do it right.
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I can never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
Price that's not Jesus. Always good either, though.
I mean, you'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just...
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like, there are people that just tore.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I mean, that's a... I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fat ass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like...
Husky and all this stuff. Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kind of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles, M&Ms.
Well, I got a dessert pie, too. The apple pie just with a big...
And a donut?
God. Yeah. Well, the donut was breakfast. This is going to take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you. But I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally when I eat something bad. I'm like, oh no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or big druggies and pill heads? That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like stuff will always taste good.
Like I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
Mine is just like, it's so bad.
Did you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir, on the toilet?
Bring me some of the COVID gloves in here.
Sir, what are you doing?
I had a wrench.
Okay?
I had to stop myself.
Bring me the channel locks with you.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
He's
I'm
crying.
Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is.
Savor
I want
it.
Yeah.
It'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me if you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down because this place is packed.
Oh, man.
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie. I can't eat them all that.
Yeah.
Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5-hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No.
You went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I told you that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brickin' Balls.
Brickin' Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone in my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
It's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, God, didn't you get that pain? I'm like, oh,
you dropped it on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
Just falling asleep? At the drop of a hat?
Yeah, that's got to be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I cognizantly, I don't think of it as pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.